But yeah. All kidding aside, it's not really a Big Fatty Swap, but we got to mention him because I haven't mentioned him on the show in a long time, and we love us some Big Fatty. Go over and check out BigFattyOnline.com. Love him, love him, love him.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Love him, love him, love him.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 900 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 13th of July, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we have got voice letters, and Big Fatty's just gonna natter. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, 900 episodes. I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. Y'all, that means that if you have listened to every one of the BFOs, you have wasted 300 hours of your life. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say, but y'all, I should clarify this, because y'all, that is 900, that's 300 hours if you listen at regular speed. If you listen at double speed, it's only 150 hours. Yes, McFreddy! Or, as Perfetti, you could listen to Big Fatty at half speed, and it would be 600 hours of your life. Yes! Yeah, gushy, that's 600 hours of stroke. So, y'all, I thought, well, Big Fatty, are you going to do something special for your 900th show? And y'all, the answer is no. No, I'm just going to natter just like I have. Every day, every show is a special show here at the BFO. Oh, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. But anyway, as soon as I finish recording today's show, I'm off to the bowling alley, y'all. I know you're thinking, Big Fatty, are you going to go have some brufkas like the old gal does at the bowling alley? And the answer is no, I'm going to bowl. Y'all, because the horror group, we're getting together for a little evening of bowling and snickersnacks, and should be fun. So, well, it should be interesting anyway. I don't know if it's going to be fun, but I'm sure we'll laugh. I am sure we will laugh it up some. Y'all, speaking of that, Perfetti, he said that he had some problems because Big Fatty sang the Faux Leaf Clover song because of the gentleman caller that he was pounding his butt. Big Fatty, please! It is the 900th time we have thrown up our Cheerios. But y'all, he said that he remembers the guy that he wasn't particularly good looking, but he had a tight butt. And y'all, there's a lot to be said for a tight butt. Big Fatty, please, 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 y'all, I'm gonna go over here and look at some of these other e-letters that I've received, because, y'all, people are always so nice to send things to Big Fatty. And I thought I'd just go in and take a look at a couple of them. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the first one I've got here is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2011. Y'all, that is Joe in Dallas, who I believe is soon going to be Joe in the Chicago's, because, y'all, he's on vacay. He is on the vacay. And, y'all, I woke up on Tuesday morning, and he had sent me a couple of e-letters telling me how I could make thousands of dollars from my home. And, y'all, evidently he had sent other folks information about how they could get their penises to be hard. And, y'all, some of these people didn't even have penises. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, evidently someone has hacked into his e-letters. But y'all, a while back, Joe in Dallas sent me a little story. And y'all, it is entitled Let Him Dig. Just Let Him Dig. And y'all, I'd like to share it with you. An old man and woman were married for many years. Y'all, before I get into this, did you hear on the old gals... literally show, which came out very late for those of us on the East Coast in the only time zone that matters. Most of us got to listen to it on Tuesday. But y'all, she was mortified. She was mortified that a gentleman had asked her if she had retired. That is the lasagna rolls and a chicken bazoom and a banana. Yes, Big Fatty, speaking of the old gal. Y'all, by the way, did you know that July is National Banana Month? Yes! Anyway, somebody had asked if she was retired. Y'all, I've been hearing that for years. I mean, I can't believe this is the first time somebody's asked her if she's retired. Y'all, they've been asking me that for years. Of course, y'all know I have been working at the coal mine for 33 years. So, you know, it goes without saying that when you're in one place for 33 years, people are going to say, "Have you retired?" But y'all, I've moved on beyond that. Y'all, quite frankly, I'm looking forward to getting some senior citizens discounts because, SATA 69, y'all, he was offered a senior citizens discount. And y'all, all I got to say is you better take it when you can. Get it while you can. Because, y'all, a lot of places, they'll give you a senior citizens discount at age 50. Sometimes it's 55, and other times it's 60. But, y'all, anyway, I'll take it anytime I can get it. And, you know, quite frankly, I can't wait to say, yes, I've retired. But, anyway, y'all, anyway, back to this. The old man and the woman were married for many years, even though they just hated each other. When they had a confrontation, screaming and yelling could be heard deep into the night. Perhaps they live above Dr. Stone. Their last name is Stomperson. I don't know. The old man would shout, "When I die, I will dig my way up and out of the grave and come back and haunt you for the rest of your life." The neighbors feared him. Y'all, I believe it may be the Stompersons. They believed he practiced black magic because of the many strange occurrences that took place in their neighborhood. The old man liked the fact that he was feared. To everyone's relief, he died of a heart attack when he was age 98. I wonder if he was retired. Anyway, so the wife had a closed casket at the wake. And after the burial, she went straight to the local bar and began to party, as if there was no tomorrow. Her neighbors, concerned for her safety, ask, "Aren't you afraid that he may indeed be able to dig his way up out of the grave and come back and haunt you for the rest of your life?" And the wife put down her drink and said, "Let him dig. I had him buried upside down." He'll come out in China. Yes. So, Joe, that was a good one. That was just a good one. And, y'all, we've got a couple more of these that I may read to you today. But first, we need to do this.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And, oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty. Okay. Here's my question. Adam on Big Brother, do you like him? Really need to know. Usually, if I, don't like someone, and then I hear somebody's reason why they do like him, then it might change my mind. So, tell me if you like him. That's all I want to know. Just because a person likes bacon doesn't make him necessarily the coolest person on the block.
Dear Gussie, y'all, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, she is speaking about one of the new house guests on the Big Brother, now I'm not going down into the Fat Cave, to speak about this, but y'all, he is the sort of fat one, that has the beard, and y'all, all he talks about is how he loves bacon. Now y'all, this is Miss Kathy Bacon, this is Miss Bacon, calling to see if I like the character, calling Big Fatty to see if he likes the character that likes bacon on the Big Brother. And, y'all, I, quite frankly, Miss Bacon, I do not have an...
This just into the BFO nuptials desk. A happy 20th anniversarium to Miss Kathy Bacon and Stinky or Smelly or Stinchy.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Can you believe it, Miss Kathy Bacon and her husband, which has some sort of smelly name. I don't remember what it is, but you know, Big Fatty barely remembers what he had for lunch. Oh, y'all, they're celebrating their 20th anniversarium, and y'all, I don't even know what the gift ad is for the 20th anniversary. You know what I think it is? I think it is a visit to the lodge, because I'm sure that Kim. Beaver will have a special happy anniversarium thing over there. So y'all go on over to the lodge. I don't know if there's anything over there, but generally when I say something like that, oh, except that Miss Beaver, she is visiting her hats. She may not be able to find the original photo of Miss Bacon and the olfactory one. Ah, Beaver. Fatty, the olfactory one. Damn, Gussie.
Hi there, Big Fatty. It's Scott, a.k.a. Seder69 of the Seder Sphere podcast. I am just calling to wish you a congratulations on 900 episodes. Oh, my God. 900 episodes. That's amazing. It's phenomenal. And, of course, I'm guessing because I unsubscribed years ago. But I'm guessing it's got to be right about now that you have 900. But in all seriousness, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all the laughs you provide me on my drive home. You keep me awake, and that way I don't die and crash off this side of the road. Good times. All right. Happy anniversarium, pod of anniversary, whatever. Happy anniversary, Big Fatty. 900. Woohoo!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the pilot himself, the Seda 69. Y'all, he's coming to Vegas, y'all, I believe he's going to be flying the Seda plane. I don't know. Maybe he'll be dive bombing the pyramid. Who knows? But Seda 69, thank you so much for unsubscribing and just having a lucky guess that today was number 900. And y'all, quite frankly, I can't think of I'm trying to think of the person that might have the second most to me in episodes right now. I know that there must be some. The old gal's got over 500, so I don't know. I just don't know. But anyways, so there you have it. And yo, quite frankly, at the beginning of today's A Little Show, y'all, you heard the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Cormall. And y'all, quite frankly, if 900 episodes of the BFO is too many for you, don't blame it on Big Fatty. Blame it on him, because y'all, I could not have done it without him. So if you are so inclined, send him an e-letter or a Twitter and say, why the hell did you teach the Big Fatty how to do this? It's just 900. It's 300 hours of vulcanists.
Big Fatty, how dare you? How dare you? It's me, Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
And I was listening to one of your more recent little shows, and you know I don't actually listen except when there's no Vera to listen to. But anyway, how dare you insult me like that? It's not me that everyone is glad when... oh, wait. Never mind. I'm the only one they notice when I'm not there because, well, anyway. And also, in true Miss Kathy Bacon nattering style, I just wanted to ask you a favor. If you could be a lamb and not play the Axe Big Fatty theme anymore, I would appreciate it. It scares the kitty cats, and they wake up and jolt every time they hear it. And you know, then I get scratched, and there's just, It's just bad news. If you could just stop playing that, I'd appreciate it. And you're fat.
Brick Fatter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fatter?
Why do you call yourself Brick Fatty, Brick Fatter?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's Axe Big Fatty comes from that Kimber. Beaver. Y'all, she posted over at the BFO. She says, Big Fatty, have you ever told us whether you have a tattoo? What might it be? Would it say open 24/7? Or wanna see my Cheerio? Or man's best friend? Thanks for making us laugh every day, sweetie. Well, y'all, this is an excellent question, Kimber. Because Big Fatty does not have any tattoos. However, I do like man's best friend. That's that sounds. Please take a number and be seated. So, anyway, Kim Brewer, thank you very much. But, y'all, Big Fatty does love the tattoos, let me just tell you, especially on somebody else. Y'all, the next one comes from Teresa out there in the Seattles, and she says, Big Fatty, do you have any hobbies besides the horror? And, y'all, this is another excellent question. And, y'all, I do enjoy watching the quiz programs. You know that if you've ever listened to the show. But y'all, I've always enjoyed that. In fact, the Hat Arena will be the first to tell you, you've wasted so much of your life just sitting around and looking at those silly, silly quiz programs. And, by the way, you need to dust these baseboards. They're vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm going to hear that this weekend. That's all I can say. I've told the Hat Arena, I said, I've cleaned, but I know I haven't cleaned to your satisfaction, and that's just tough shit. Y'all, since it is number 9, since Big Fatty's turning 900 today, and the old gal asked if she'd retired, y'all, I thought I'd read this one from Paul. And Paul says, this is happening right here in our own country, and we must stop this immediately. It says, have you noticed that stairs are getting steeper? Groceries are heavier, and everything is farther away. Yesterday, I walked to the corner, and I was dumbfounded to discover how long our street had become. And you know, people are less considerate now, especially the young ones. They speak in whispers all the time. If you ask them to speak up, they just keep repeating themselves, endlessly mouthing the same silent message until they're red in the face. What do you think? I am a lip reader. Also, I think they are much younger than I was at that same age. On the other hand, people my own age are much older than I am. I ran into an old friend the other day, and she has aged so much that she didn't even recognize me. I got to thinking about the poor dear while I was combing my hair this morning, and in doing so, I glanced at my own reflection, and well, really now, even mirrors are not made the way they used to be. Another thing, everyone drives so fast these days, you're risking your life and limb if you happen to pull onto the motorway in front of them. All I can say is their brakes must wear out awfully fast the way I see them screech and swerve in my rearview mirror. Clothing manufacturers are less civilized these days. Why else would they suddenly start labeling a size 10 or a size 12 dress as an 18 or 20? Do they think no one notices? And the people who make these bathroom scales are pulling the same prank. Do they think I actually believe the number I see on the dial? I would never let myself weigh that much. Just who do these people think they're fooling? I'd like to call up someone in authority to report what's going on, but the telephone company is on the conspiracy too. They've printed the phone book in such small type that no one could ever find a number there. And all I can do is pass this warning along. We are under attack. Yes, Big Fatty, and you're 900. However,
love him, love him, love him.
Oh, and thank you everyone for listening.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.